This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you from FEMA Region 5 in the new media production studio designed by Audimute.com in Coldwater, Michigan. Bitcoin tied to terrorist has been seized. YouTube bans videos containing hacks. Uber potentially shutting down in California. Apple One. And plus, I've got some hot stuff in the commentary today, so don't go anywhere. I want to welcome you to episode 1467 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, August 13th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. Of course, you can support this show today at GeekNewsCentral.com/insider. That's the place to go to send your checks, cash, pennies, dimes, and nickels. But hey, I want to give a warm, warm welcome to all the new listeners of the show. Thanks for being here. All you got to do is just take a second, go over to GeekNewsCentral.com, get subscribed to the show, get subscribed to the newsletter, get connected with the family here. We want you to make sure you get every episode because they are getting more strange and more weird and more fun. So we're entering a new chapter of Geek News Central podcast. So get subscribed. Of course, while you're over there, if you want to join our chat room, you can do so or via Discord or go to geeknews.chat, join our Slack channel. Of course, you can always contact me via email. See if I can get the right screen up. geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. Of course, @geeknews is my Twitter account. And you can always follow me on Facebook, just searching for my name. All my partner shows are linked to geeknewscentral.com. And of course, this show is sponsored by the longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast. That's our good friends at GoDaddy.com. You, to save lots of money, all you got to do is go over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. There are deals for you provided by me on that website. Go check it out. We definitely want you to participate. Get 30% off new product purchases. Get a $499.com or newer transfer domains for new customers only. Or a dollar a month economy hosting for the first year with a free domain, or a dollar a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year, again, with a free domain. And if you know, this is some high level math, 12 months times a dollar. $12 get you going, get you a free domain and a free, not a free, get you an economy hosting account. It might as well be free, right? It really is. $12 get you going, get you online for the first year, get you started, get you where you need to be to start a business that is going to be Rona protected, something that you can build, something that you can start, a podcast, a blog, place to protect your voice from community standards. Of course, you can get a free trial of GoDaddy website builder if you're a business owner. Your choice of personal business or business plus plans. Again, a 1 month free trial. All my codes can again be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Go over there and pick them up, grab a code, save some cash. And we definitely appreciate all of your long-term support. It is much appreciated. So tonight, My. Where to start? First of all, a follow-up on the conspiracy theory from the last show. And I was confused, but let me read this again with maybe a little more context. Back in the late 80s and early 90s, a certain briefcase was lost. Shortly after that, several space-related mishaps occurred. This included a shuttle mission and numerous rocket failures. So what was in the briefcase, dare you say? Interesting, because something in that briefcase may have contained something that caused those failures. And if true, would be one of the biggest conspiracies since JFK. So anyway, that's what's going on. And tonight, I have two new conspiracy theories for you. Yes, two. And I got to make sure, here's what's going on. There's no real corn, there's no real coin shortage, because what they're doing is they're putting new tracking tech in the new quarters. So there's no real coin shortage. They're basically replacing the quarters and putting tracking tech in the new quarters. Thus, they'll be able to get into circulation, these new quarters, much, much quicker. The second conspiracy theory for the show, provided to us by the conspiracy team on our Slack channel. Number two is the CDC website tracks all deaths. 2020 total deaths is the lowest for this far in the year since 2009. Lowest in 19 of the last 20 years, accounting for increase in population. So again, the CDC website tracking all deaths, the conspiracy, why is this the case that 2020 death totals are the lowest for this far in the year since 2009? Lowest in 19 of the last 20 years, accounting for an increase in population. That is your two conspiracies of the day. What do you say about that? True, false? Is it makes you go, Fact check. I'm sure someone's going to start fact checking here. Oh, and I have gotten the emergency response message I had requested. Okay, so here's the deal. My previous show, definitely got some reaction on the QAnon Facebook targeting. And more than one of you have sent me an email recommending a book. So we have a few Q followers in this audience. A few of you are following this. And they recommended me a book. Now, I asked one of the individuals who sent me this information whether or not it was political. Because if I recommend this book, I haven't read it. Or if I suggest this book, some of you are going to get pissed off if it is. So I said, how political is it? Should I not recommend it to the audience? I won't tell them where I got this. And this individual says, well, I would summarize it by saying that it's not political, but based on factual research. Okay, so again, that's in the eye of the writer and the reader, right? But most of the corruption uncovered is from Democrats. So I would not recommend it to your audience. What parts of this book say is that if it all came out at once, 99% of the population would be in the hospital for panic reasons. So here's the deal. I've never done this because I'm just, you've been warned. This is what the writer told me, okay? You've been warned, all right? So if you go by the book and you get pissed off, it's not my fault. All right, you've been warned. And what does this have to do with tech? This is part of our new conspiracy theory series and the reaction I got from all of you from Q. But if you want to read a book, it's called Calm Before the Storm, Q Chronicles, Book 1. I haven't read it. I haven't read page 1. You've been warned. If you get mad, it's not my fault. Don't leave the show because of it. I've just told you already it's going to make some of you very angry. All right. So just a heads up, okay? And for those of you just checked in on Facebook, thanks for being here. Make sure you say hello. If you're not afraid to, don't worry. I won't call you out if you don't want me to. And those of you on YouTube, thanks for being here as well. All right, so let me, what happened here? All right, I got to get back to the Facebook page. Some of this other stuff is a little more serious. Well, maybe that's considered serious, but the rest of this is a little more serious. So I want to read a statement to you. It's a statement I wrote. I wrote it on Facebook. This is what I wrote in response to a thread, and it was talking about cancel culture. I said, people are scared to say anything today that challenges the cancel culture we see. They are, I feel, the silent majority. So let me read that again. This is what I said. People are scared to say nothing today that challenges the cancel culture we see. They, I feel, are the silent majority. That comment got flagged as violating Facebook community standards. How is those two very short sentences violating Facebook community standards? This is, again, what I said. People are scared to say anything today that challenges the cancel culture we see. They are, I feel, the silent majority. So that was flagged and taken down by Facebook because it violated community standards, Facebook community standards. Oh, Rita says, well, we're at least not pissed on. Hey, Rita, I know you've got pretty thick skin. Why don't you go get it and read it? Let me know how mad you are. Yes, we have a wide, diverse, left-right audience that listens to this show. Because I try not to get political, but the cue triggered some of you. So what do you guys think about that? Facebook taking my post down for community guidelines because I said, and the reason is because when they showed what I wrote and it got taken down. Now, maybe someone in that thread reported it and got irritated, but there was nothing. It was a calm, actually one of the calmer conversations I've seen on a Facebook page in a while. And, but again, it got flagged. I know someone reported it or what, but, how many community guidelines violations have you got? Have you had a post taken down recently because it violates Facebook's community standards? Have you had anything that you shared, anything you posted taken down completely? Please email me geeknews@gmail.com. I want to hear what you guys have, what you have been subjected to. This is the first time for me in a while. So let me talk about another topic. And I want to be careful, but it involves free speech. It has nothing to do with Facebook. So I was contacted about a show. And I was told the show was racist. And it was a formal request. It came in via email. It asked to take it down because it was, and something I'm involved in, because it was racist. Well, when I reviewed the show, I really couldn't find anything in it that was racist. So I responded back and I'd asked, where's this racist information? And it wasn't the show that was racist. It was the host in 2017 had been accused of working on a project where they were accused of racism. And I don't have a lot of the details on exactly what happened, but it was someone in the public spotlight, someone that was a semi-celebrity, I guess. And my inclination was the content is not racist, but because this individual had done something in the past that had raised the ire of a lot of people, gotten some national press, just because I was allowing that show, which I had no prior knowledge of it whatsoever, nor the host, that I somehow was a racist and I was going to be reported to the press that I was a racist for allowing this podcast, which was not racist, to remain online. There's a lot of people that have a lot of history going back a long, long ways. There are candidates in the political system that have had views in the past that were not acceptable today. And we have a culture today that, and again, I know nothing. I don't know if the individual that had been accused of this, whatever they did in 2017, had apologized, had done, and again, I don't know the extent of what happened. But today, the way society is, in my opinion, is that you are going to be eternally punished for anything you've done in the past. And there is no way to obtain forgiveness. There is no way to obtain the ability to be reformed if you were. It's just not allowed. You are to be forever punished on anything you said or done in the past. And I had no association whatsoever, no input, nothing with this show. Yet, just because I had that show listed, I was a racist. And they were going to the press to say I was a racist. I was astonished. I was really astonished. And the tact that was taken was, I'm going to ruin your fucking life if you don't do what I say. And excuse my French. That was the tact that was taken. So, what do we do? What do we do? It's a no-win situation. I am the biggest proponent of free speech. I'm also in a proponent, if someone is saying something racist or hate speech, that content is going to disappear. We are going to take that content down. It is going to be removed. It will not allow to be on any platform that I work with. But what do you do if someone has been accused of racism in the past, has a new project, is not racist from anything I could find or anything that's been reported, but yet it's really crazy. It really is. And it's kind of set me back in my chair a little bit. Hate speech, there's no place for that in this world. None. Racism, there's no place in it. I spent 25 years in the Navy working with absolutely the most incredible, diverse group of people you would ever imagine, including significant numbers of people from the LGBTQ community. And never, ever, ever, ever did I ever have an issue. I'm not saying there was ever not an issue in the Navy. Me, I never had an issue, never had a problem. It wasn't even a thought. It wasn't even a thought. It wasn't even a discussion point. We all worked together, did our thing. Were people affected? Potentially. But I'm astounded by what happened to me yesterday. And what do you do? What do you do? Do you acquiesce? Do you double down? You know, what do you do? It's a serious situation. So Anyway, I still remain a big proponent of free speech, but oftentimes people are put in a rock in a hard place. They really, really are. And I'd love to hear you guys' thoughts. And if you don't want to be me read them on the air, you don't have to. Just email me. But it shook me. And in the society we are today, it's a non-win. You can't say that content is great. There's nothing wrong with the content because of the past association and accusations. You can't do it. But are people damned forever for something? And again, maybe this person is the worst person in the world. Again, I don't have context. That's my issue. And yet, because I allowed that piece of content to be seen, which I had nothing to even realize, yet I'm accused of being a racist. It's really mind-boggling. It's really mind-boggling. And Rita, it wasn't for that group. It had something to do with something else. So, anyway. Yeah, y'all bummed out? I had anxiety yesterday. I never have anxiety. So, where do we go from here? I guess we continue with the show, but I just want to, two things, in less than 24 hours, and I am like, really? We have to fight really, really hard to make sure that freedom of speech is maintained. We have to battle really, really hard. And unfortunately, sometimes one is put in a position where you either have to fight, or you have to say it's not worth it in the scheme of things. I'm one that likes to fight, to be honest with you. But then again, when you don't have a complete context, it's really hard to make a determination on the on or off switch. So, stunned me. Stunned me. I'm still stunned. Person doesn't know me. Doesn't know me from Adam. And you just, what can you do, right? So this show, it will continue on, and I'll do the best to maintain my thought process on everything. But boy, when you become the attacked for something of your non-doing, It's pretty incredible. It really, really is. It's stunning. I had a long email chain with the individual and trying to lay out my 100,000 foot view while at the same time, I didn't have to defend myself. But there's this realization out here that we have to be a society that allows people to make mistakes and then redeem themselves. Sadly, I was not in a position to be able to find information whether or not that individual had redeemed themselves or not, or if they were still proceeding in their racist ways, which I didn't even have evidence of to begin with, except for a newspaper article. All right. You can see I'm kiltered here a little bit, ladies and gentlemen. I really, really am. And sometimes you're just like, damn. Okay. You ready to move on? I could probably end the show here and it'd probably be probably the best one yet. Let's not. U.S. prosecutor sees Bitcoin allegedly tied to Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and Hamas. The DOJ announced it investigated and dismantled three terrorist financing cyber-enabled campaigns. Legal documents filed show the DOJ is trying to seize Bitcoin from 155 addresses it alleges were used by these organizations to fund terrorism, and they have arrested two individuals allegedly involved with facilitating crypto transfer for Hamas. And it goes on. And it doesn't, how much money was it? Does it say? Or do they know? Basically, they were running these as charities. They were doing a Telegram group called Tawhid and Jihad Media, which began soliciting Bitcoin donations in April 2019. Funds were sent to gift card exchanges and other platforms, according to the filing. The defendant properties are subject to forfeiture to the United States as assets of a foreign terrorist organization engaged in planning and perpetrating any federal crime or terrorism, the complaint said. The affidavit alleges two violated money service businesses regulations and the Bank Secrecy Act. In a blog post, Chain Analysis said authorities seized more than $1 million from terror, campaigns. The blog post went on to describe how the company tracked the funds, noting that many of the addresses are hosted at various exchanges. According to Middle East Media Research Institute, Telegram groups were soliciting Bitcoin for terrorist groups as early as July 2020. What do you think about that? Makes sense, right? Think flying under the radar a little bit with Bitcoin. It's not surprising that this has happened. Next, YouTube. They're banning videos containing hacked information that could interfere with the election. These hacked videos have been on the internet for years on these machines that are going into all the polling places. So are they going to ban the next? Are they going to ban the sale of scanners? So they're going to, because you know what they're going to do. They're going to be mailing ballots, right? So all you got to do is get one of these ballots. You scan it. You buy a mailing list, and then you just mail 100,000 of these ballots to your closest friends. I'm really off my rocker tonight. I'm sorry. So we're going to ban videos, but better ban being able to scan stuff too, okay? Oh my gosh. They'll take down content that encourages meddling in the voting process. About time. Uber CEO says its service will probably shut down temporarily in California if it's forced to classify drivers as employees. I have no doubt. Uber and Lyft have about a week to appeal the preliminary injunction granted by a California judge on Monday that would prohibit the company from continuing to classify the drivers as independent workers. Now, if you live in California and you use Uber, what? They're going to shut down Uber? And Lyft, this is a major win for taxi cab drivers. You guys know taxi cab drivers are not employees, right? You know taxi cab drivers pay mostly to drive their cabs, right? They are independent contractors in most places. So are taxi cab drivers now going to have to be employees in California? Watch where the money is, ladies and gentlemen. Watch where the money is. This is, you don't think New York, the reason they're doing the things in New York, medallions on taxis, which used to be worth $1 million, I'm now barely worth $100,000. You can't finance a medallion taxi medallion anymore. You used to be able to get a 30-year loan on a medallion. Now you can't because Uber and Lyft have completely destroyed the ecosystem. Do you not think there's not a reason in California that they're going to ban Uber? Here where I live, I can't get an Uber or Lyft. There's nothing. I wish there was. When the bars are open, it'd be real great to be able to take an Uber into town, have more than two beers, and be able to take an Uber home. But there's nothing here. The only thing that's here is a DUI. If you drink more than two beers and drive. Or some, depending on your weight, maybe one. So, anyway, what say you, California? No, we have some California listeners out there. What do you think if Uber and Lyft was shut down? What would you do? Oh, remember those delivery services that run under Uber and Lyft and all that? You can't get your food from them either. Because they can't be delivered. You have to go pick it up now. And you have to take a cab if you don't have a vehicle. Yes, one of those taxi cabs. Elections have consequences. Apple Prime equivalent, Apple One, will launch in October. The imminent announcement follows months of rumors about Apple Prime. It's not going to be called Apple Prime. It's going to be called Apple One. And they're going to bundle stuff. Apple Music, Apple TV. Maybe other products and services, Apple Arcade, Apple News, iCloud Storage. Many of us are paying for those things individually on a year basis. And they're also working on a workout video subscription as well. So you can be Apple this and Apple that, and you can be Apple One and endeared to pay Apple thousands and thousands of dollars every year. Yep, Ted, they're going to be paying more for a ride in that taxi cab. Yes, they are. Taxi cab drivers are doing backflips. Matter of fact, that's probably a good investment right now in the state of California's taxi cab companies. Aren't any of those on the public exchange? AMC, not the car company. AMC. AMC tries to reopen again with 15-cent tickets. Now, you're thinking, that sounds like a good deal. That's worth a risk to go watch a movie, right? 15 cents? Let's go to the movie, kids. Let's go. AMC is not going to pay you to come, but it's going to show you old movies. Old movies that you can stream at home for 15 cents. You can stream them for free at home, but you can go watch them on the big screen for 15 cents. They're going to definitely want you to buy that $9.95 Coke and $18.95 popcorn. Now, if you've got a significant other, or you, she can go in with her big purse and you guys can bring your own popcorn in. Today, per Variety, the theater change announced it will reopen 100 of its locations mid-pandemic. AMC will offer one day of tickets at $19.20 prices at 15 cents each plus tax. The company started this year, but it will begin post-COVID-19 existence. Slightly less old films like Empire Strikes Back, The Goonies, Back to the Future, and Inception. So they're expected, they said, to lose between $2.1 and $2.4 billion just in quarter one of 2020 alone. So, wow. No movie theaters open around here. Our governor will absolutely not allow it. Of course, now that she's not in the running for VP, I wonder if things will change. Waze rolls out contactless fuel payments with ExxonMobil and Shell. I guess ExxonMobil is one company. We don't have any Exxons here. All we got is, I don't know what we got here. Speedways is primarily what we have here. At least that's where I get gas. The feature is designed to cut back on time and contact with screens and pin pads at the pump. So if you use Waze and you have a ExxonMobil Rewards app or the Shell app. Do you guys remember the days when you actually had an Exxon credit card? You could pay for your gas with your Exxon card or a Shell card. Do those even exist anymore? They probably do, but they're probably tied to a Visa card or something. But anyway, so that's integrated with Waze. NASA, they're showing off Mars. Good for them. We need some cool stuff to look at. So NASA shows off Mars spacecraft's wildest image from across 15 years. A dust devil, an avalanche, a moon, and a crater all made the cut of the top Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter images. So let me see. Can I get to the page? Do they have it here? Let's see if we can see some of these. Oh, yeah, this is awesome. I see some new screens for the old Geek News Central desktop. So there we go. There's some of the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter's most highlighted pictures. Now, this is the 15th anniversary since the launch. Again, it's one of the oldest spacecraft at the Red Planet. So this is their celebration images that they've done. So since leaving Earth 15 years ago, they've shot thousands. Here's what it is. They've shot 6,882,204 images, generating 194 terabytes of data. 194 terabytes of data fills some hard drives, ladies and gentlemen. That would even be expensive on S3. Actually, I store way more terabytes than that of podcasts for the business we're in. But 194 terabytes, that's some storage, ladies and gentlemen. Ted said $27 for a 10-mile ride, taxi ride, $9 for Uber in California. Yep, that's how. Hey, have you ever taken a cab from Manhattan to JFK? Or worse, have to go over to Jersey? You know, you got to mortgage your second kid to do that. So even Uber was expensive to go over to Newark. Not a cheap ride from Manhattan to Newark. Google Travel is adding new pandemic-related travel planning information. So I never use this app. I've never priced anything with this app. But Google's trying to help by adding new tools to its travel tools that flag pandemic-related information for users like local COVID-19 case counts and whether the hotel offers free cancellations. New additions include travel trends that show that what percentage of hotels have availability and flights in operation to that area. Using data sourced from prior Google hotel and flight booking, those trends join the existing alerts about whether there's currently a travel advisory for your destination in Google search. Hey, also, if you've flown flight routes for years and you take a specific flight to get to a certain place at a certain time, that's all off. Had some potential travel that I was looking to do. I knew I could make the jumps to where I needed to be by leaving out of Detroit at a certain time in the morning, and that flight was non-existent. What turned out to be like a normal 8-hour total travel time turned into 19 just because I couldn't get out of Detroit early enough to make a connection. So if you're trying to go somewhere and you've been used to doing certain flights at certain times, going to certain places, all bets are off. I was pretty shocked. I was like, you mean that 5:30 flight is no longer available? No, it's not. It's only available at 9:30 in the morning. And there's only one return coming back in the evening. It like gets you back at 1:00 in the morning. And I'm like, what? How far we have sunk. And I'm thinking, okay, if I drive to Chicago, because if I was going to, that's what I was doing, is flying to Detroit, going to Chicago, making a connection. So now if I want to make that connection, the only way I can get that connection, that original flight I need to get out of Chicago still leaves at the same time, but I got to drive 3 hours to Chicago. So if you're going somewhere and you haven't made flight, many of you are not, but if you're planning on going somewhere, just be aware there's a lot less flights. I was pretty well blown away, and I guess it's to be expected, but like going down to my daughter's in Tampa, I'm thinking drive next time, you know, 19 hours to get to Tampa. Come on. It's ridiculous. Out of Detroit. It's insane. Now, I only checked one airline, the one I normally fly. So I didn't look at American and Delta and everyone else. So I'll probably have to do that. But Come on. It's insane. But anyway, Google Travel, new pandemic-related travel information. Also, Gmail's big merger with Google Chat and Meet starts rolling out today. That's just what I need, is more change to Gmail. Okay, we'll see what happens. I will say this. When we do get out of this thing, people don't want to do phone calls anymore. They want to do Zoom calls every time. And I had someone get mad at me the other day for not turning my camera on. And I said, I apologize. I said, I'm not turning my camera on. And they were mad because I didn't turn my camera on. I'm about Zoomed the beep out. Let me just give you guys an idea. I'm gonna load my calendar here. And so Monday, there was 5 Zoom calls. Tuesday, there was 6 Zoom calls. Wednesday, oh my God, 7 Zoom calls. Today, 9 Zoom calls. And tomorrow, how many do I have? 6. The last one ending at 3:30 in the afternoon, and I'm going to punch out. Anybody else zoomed out? I'm zoomed out. You guys can do the math. I'm actually happy when I go into a GoToMeeting session or something like that, or someone has something new. I'm like, wow, this is a new interface. I am zoomed out. Please get a vaccine. All right. I think we're all going crazy. I'm borderline schizo right now. Investment platform pays record $140,000 for sealed Super Mario Brothers game. New owner hopes to sell pieces of the collectible for even more next week. So, wow. The company selling ownership shares in the game worth $150,000 next week. So they're actually now going to let people own shares? Who in their right mind? Come on. Someone has got way too much money. If you've got money to invest in a Super Mario's game, call me. Call me, because I can absolutely almost guarantee you a better return on your dollar. I almost guarantee you. No guarantees. The SEC, you could lose everything. I'll give. Come on. Buy it. Someone with more money than sense. After all, the Chinese can just make you a replica. Oh, surprise, surprise, surprise. I'm being so cynical. I'm sorry. I hope you're all laughing with me here. Amazon Alexa found a security bug. It allowed access to voice history. So have you been talking sweet nothings to your Alexa device? Oh, I just said it, right? Attackers could install or remove apps on a device without the owner knowing. The hack required just one click on an Amazon link purposely crafted by the attacker. The firm told Amazon about the flaw, which has now been fixed. I submitted my podcast for the new Amazon something that's coming in podcasting, and part of their requirements are that I can't talk badly about Amazon during the show. Okay, that's going to work out well. I guess I won't be on the platform long. Don't worry, I'm on other things. I won't go away. So anyway, yes, your voice history was accessible. So be careful what you're telling these devices. The FCC beat cities in court, helping carriers avoid $2 billion in local 5G fees. A judge has upheld the FCC preemption of city rules. So basically, it said cities, hey, you can't charge a whole bunch of money because they get money on all these towers, and because 5G, they more need more density. So they basically barred them from a number of fees that the cities could charge. And at the same time, though, they lost a little bit in saying that the city still can make, say, it has to look like a palm tree instead of a pole with an antenna on it. So you'll have more fake palm trees in your areas there, those of you that live in California that has such nonsense. All right, Epic Game, this is big. Epic Games is suing Apple. They filed a civil lawsuit following Apple's removal of Fortnite from the App Store. Of course, kids screamed everywhere, right? The legal complaint filed in the U.S. District Court of Northern District of California seeks to establish Apple's App Store as a monopoly. And civil suit is seeking injunctive relief to allow fair competition in the mobile app distribution. Epic effectively provoked Apple's removal of Fortnite earlier today when it implemented its own payment processing system into an iOS version of the Battle Royale hit, an apparent violation of Apple App Store guidelines, because you shall not put anything in the app where you collect money unless you give Apple 30% as a toll for being a troll toll. So Epic brings this suit to end Apple's unfair and anti-competitive actions that Apple undertakes unlawfully maintain its monopoly in two distinct multi-billion dollar markets. They're under attack everywhere. Epic is not seeking monetary compensation from this court for the injuries it has suffered, nor is Epic seeking favorable treatment for itself. So now Apple has banned Fortnite in the version that's been released with its own payment collection system, making kids all over the world scream in disbelief. Anybody else play Fortnite? Ted says, why? We have a flu shot and not everyone gets one. What makes you think everyone will get a coronavirus shot? I'll sign up for it just so I can come down and hug you, Ted. Ted also says, massive flight crew layoffs. Remember, the airplanes need to be 80% full for them to make money. Hey, we're expecting them to fly empty. By God, we cannot be inconvenienced because they're not making any money. Don't worry, it'll all be better soon. Intel offers a first look at its next... I'm losing audience members left and right. Intel offers a first look at its next-gen Tiger Lake processor and Xe graphics. Architect Day 2020 offers a preview of Intel's future. So, let's look at this. What are they doing here? It's running out. We already know that it's delaying the 7-nanometer chips. And of course, probably China will start producing those next year because of all the Intel document leaks during their hack. So Intel needs a big win this fall. And this Tiger Lake chip is expected to be Intel's 11th gen core processor. It's powered by the Windows new Willow Cove architecture, which is built on a new super thin transistor. Boy, they got some fancy names, right? And but Tiger Lake can't meet that. It'll be critical for Intel to get the 7-nanometer out. So supposed to have greater dynamic range, whatever that means. Anyway, have more processor, more flip-flopping, more throughput. So anyway, for those of you interested in chips and dynamics and all that stuff, as long as my computer runs, I'm good. Bracing for Election Day, Facebook rolls out voting resources to U.S. users. And, you know, here's the voting resource. You register to vote and you go vote. Or you register to vote and you apply for absentee ballot. It's not complicated. That way you go guaranteed you get your ballot in your mailbox and your vote will go back. Don't worry about the other 22 envelopes that come to your mailbox or the 7 that came to my office. Don't worry about those ballots. Someone else can fill those out and send them back. But to vote, all you need to do is register to vote, apply for an absentee ballot, or go to the polls. It's not complicated. Don't care who you vote for, just vote. Disney, Apple, and more voice concern over WeChat that the White House wants to ban come September 15th. After the president signed an executive order that would ban all U.S. transactions with messaging app WeChat, some of the biggest names in American industry began to voice concerns about the shift directly. According to a report published on the Wall Street Journal, representative for more than a dozen major U.S. companies from Apple, Walmart, Disney, UPS, participated in a call this past Tuesday to highlight how they might be affected by action taken against WeChat. In China, everyone uses WeChat to pay for everything. That's what goes on. Have you ever paid for something on WeChat here in the United States? No. You do have a WeChat app here in the United States? Most of you will be no. But if they just ban it from the U.S., there's no issue outside the United States, but everyone's worried. What it's worth, WeChat owner Tencent Holdings seemed considerably less concerned. The company saw its quarterly profit soar to over 30 billion won, 4.3 billion this week. And execs have noted in a call with investors that the company uses WeChat business to account for a paltry 2% of its overall global revenue. During the same call, the CFO said the company believes that President Trump's executive order will not affect WeChat's domestic Chinese operations, though he, like everyone else, is still waiting for further clarity. Apple has a store in every country. What's in the Apple store, App Store, is different in every country. Apple has a podcast listing that's different in every country. The stores are separated. They have to be for the way they collect money, how these things are run. It's all separate for each country. Don't worry, WeChat isn't going anywhere outside the United States. Really? Are people really using WeChat to pay for stuff in the United States? I can see how they're going to be pissed off over TikTok, but WeChat, whatever. All right, Instagram will make suspicious accounts verify their identities. You just get canceled and you create another one. Accounts that don't comply may be disabled. It's taking new steps to root out bots and other accounts trying to manipulate its platform. The company says we'll start asking some users to verify their identities. Do they not know who people are? Does Facebook not have all this data already? Because you know who owns Instagram, right? Oh my God. The changes come as Facebook and Instagram stepped up their effort to fight misinformation ahead of the 2020 election. Facebook has already had a similar policy that requires some people who run popular pages to verify their identities with their government ID. Now, you can vote without your government ID, but you can't have anything on Facebook on a popular page without a government ID. Interesting. You don't hear the outcry on that, do you? Google adds reopening and COVID-19 info to travel searches. Okay, I think we already talked about that a little bit. And more sparkling good news. Virgin Galactic, we talked about them already, wants to build a supersonic jetliner that'll go even faster than the Concorde. There's more details here. And good article by the folks at Universe Today, talking about how fast they want to go, how high they want to go, and everything else. And of course, the cost of ticket will be about $100,000, I'm sure. So none of us will ever ride on it unless we hit the lotto. So we're excited to complete the mission concept review, which will unveil this initial design concept of a high-speed aircraft, which we envision as a blending safe and reliable commercial travel with an unrivaled customer experience. We are pleased to collaborate with an innovative team at Rolls-Royce as we strive to develop a sustainable cutting-edge propulsion system for the aircraft, and we're pleased to be working with the FAA to ensure our designs make practical impact from the start. We've made great progress so far, and we look forward to opening up a new frontier in high-speed travel. Okay. The link will be up in the show notes. England is launching its public trial for its contact tracing app. Now, remember, everyone got freaked out about the contact tracing data that was on their phone? You know, you have to have an app for that. So England is launching a public trial for its contact tracing app. Finally launching that. Have we had any of that here in the United States? Has there been any contact tracing apps launched here? I have not heard news of that. The Trump administration seeks dismissal of a lawsuit against executive order regulating social media. So they got sued when the president put out the executive order in May against social media companies in an attempt to regulate platforms where he has been criticized just days after Twitter took the rare step of fact-checking one of his tweets about mail-in voting. The president threatened to scrap or weaken laws as Section 230, which we talked about extensively in this show already. So anyway, they went a group called oh, it's a coalition paid for by social media companies, basically challenge that. So they're trying to get it dismissed. So we'll see where this one goes. So more court cases. The only people that are winning here is lawyers. Surface Duo will receive OS and security updates for 3 years. So if you bought with the Microsoft Surface Duo and you have one of those, you're going to get updates for at least 3 years. And it's committed to updating Surface Duo. Microsoft has already committed to updating regularly with both OS updates and security updates, but hasn't specified how long. So the Surface Duo started at $1,400, so people would be likely upset if Microsoft didn't commit to updates for several years. $1,400, that better be like a 5-year commitment. Hyperion, you heard about this? Hyperion's hydrogen electric XP1 supercar is capable of 220 miles per hour. It does look beautiful. It does look like a supercar. But how much does it cost? Let me look. It claims to have over 1,000 miles range with refueling that takes 5 minutes. Does it say? Probably not. If you have to ask, you can't afford it, right? No prices, of course. If you have to ask, you can't afford it. But it's going to produce 300 units. It's going to start releasing in 2022. It's using a titanium-reinforced shell wrapped around a proton exchange membrane fuel cell power module to be able to do this hydrogen electric conversion. It's going to be cool to see. Instead of lithium, Hyperion has developed its space-age tech to deliver a car that uses fuel cell to store energy connected to electric motors that drives all four wheels using hydrogen. Okay. And yes, go 220 miles per hour and basically explode and launch into orbit. Okay, what else? I got some stuff that's duplicated here. All right, Apple Watch Series 6 could be announced next week. I think my watch is a Series 4. I haven't done an upgrade in a long time, a couple of years. That's a long time in Apple Watch life. TikTok has found to have collected data on Android users. This is a report that's basically the information was collected last year and it's just being released now. According to a report from the Wall Street Journal, it appears that towards the end of 2019, TikTok had been collecting data on Android users in the form of user MAC addresses. They'd have been exploiting a known security flaw. The report claims that TikTok apparently stockpiled the MAC addresses it collected for at least 15 months. So what does that mean? You're collecting MAC addresses. I guess you can cross-track that stuff. All right. Also, there's interesting. Today, there was a bunch of articles about definitions. And what is a backdoor? Backdoor is obviously in computing operating systems a way to get in. And not through the front door, but the back door. So they've got some good discussions about that. So anyone here that is interested to get teched up a little bit. We've got some two-factor authentication information on why it's good and why you should use it in certain apps and so forth. Also got a list of the best Chromebooks for 2020. Number one on the list is the Lenovo Flex 5 Chromebook. The number 10th on the book is the Acer Chromebook 715, but there's 10 here at a variety of price points for you to take a look at. So if you're looking at a Chromebook for a student and maybe going back to doing half this, you know, half school, half home, that's what they're doing here in Michigan. The kids are going to, half the school is going to school for 2 days, or at least in our county. Kids are going to, well, I'll take that back. In the school district that my sister's kids go to, they'll either go Monday, Tuesday, or they'll go Thursday, Friday. No one's in school on Wednesday. They'll use Wednesday to clean school, and the school will be 50-50. It's already a small school population. The kids are livid because they got the list of what kids go to school when. Of course, their friends are all on opposite schedules. Here we are. This is what it is. Parents are not happy. What do those parents do those other 3 days? They have young kids that they need to go to work. How do those parents go back to work? They don't. Or maybe they're home already, but people are still getting screwed no matter what. Best MVNOs that use Verizon's network in 2020. And so anyway, we've got a list of carriers. I didn't know if you knew this or not, but US Mobile, Total Wireless, Straight Talk, Page Plus, and Visible all use Verizon as an MVNO. So I get a list of the best and the worst there. So Ted, you'll have to listen to the beginning of the show. I can't go over it again. Ted sent me a private email, a private message. Yes, you heard the current cost of flying in space is $250,000. Wow, that's safe. Just, sell your second and third born, right? That's the way you're going to do it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure this show is going to derive some commentary because you heard me say some things in the show I don't normally say. And if you were offended, I apologize, but I was pretty livid. So, if this one doesn't get feedback, nothing ever will. Really, I'm serious. So, geeknews@gmail.com. And we'll be back here on Monday. And I am going to, at 3:30 or 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, have a couple of very tall ice-cold beers. And I have to do a show on Saturday, but I am probably going to be pretty well disconnected from the internet for as much as I possibly can be. So, but anyway, we'll be back here Monday with you. I do appreciate your ongoing support. If you feel so inclined, geekmecentral.com/insider. And again, thank you for your support of the sponsor, GoDaddy. It's been my pleasure to bring you the podcast tonight. I'm sure we had a lot of fun on this one, didn't we? So, or at least I did. And everyone take care. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.